Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. In a settlement to a class action lawsuit, Apple agreed to create anti-steering guidelines, allowing iOS developers to share information on payment options available outside the App Store. The settlement also provides for a lower 15% commission rate in the App Store for small businesses over the next 3 years and expands the number of price points available to developers for subscriptions and in-app purchases. The settlement must still be approved by the court. Separately, Apple announced a new program for news organizations using the Apple News app that will provide a lower 15% commission fee on in-app transactions. News organizations must provide content in Apple News format, offer original, professionally authored news content, and provide auto-renewable subscriptions through Apple's payment system to qualify. PayPal is bringing cryptocurrency trading to its UK users, allowing them to buy, hold, and sell Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, and Bitcoin Cash via their PayPal accounts. Users can buy as little as £1 of cryptocurrency, with no fees to hold, but will pay for transaction and currency conversion fees. Visa made its first movement into NFTs by purchasing CryptoPunk 7610 for around $150,000. Guy Sheffield, head of crypto at Visa, declared Visa is jumping in feet first and that he believes NFTs will play a crucial role in the future of retail, social media, entertainment, and commerce. In the UK, OneWeb confirmed the successful deployment of 34 internet satellites, reaching a total of 288. The communications company plans to offer a global internet service in 2022 with a planned fleet of 648 satellites, and the company hopes to launch a trial service in parts of Alaska and Canada by the end of this year. Spotify is expanding paid podcast subscriptions to all U.S. creators this fall, powered by Anchor. Creators will have 20 pricing options for podcast subscriptions, and Spotify will not be taking a cut until 2023. Creators are also able to access a list of subscriber emails instead of being forced to run a separate mailing list. Podcast subscribers will not be able to make any in-app purchases on iOS and will have to manage any subscriptions and signups on the webs in order to avoid Apple's fees. The Poly Network has announced all $610 million in stolen cryptocurrency was returned by the hacker dubbed Mr. White Hat, and that the company is in the process of returning full asset control to users. Poly Network has also stated they would not be holding Mr. White Hat legally responsible for the theft. Shopify has teamed up with TikTok to allow shopping from within the video sharing app. Accounts in the pilot program are able to add a shopping tab to their profiles and link to specific products within posts, with this feature rolling out to more accounts later in the fall. Shopify says sales on its social commerce channels grew 76% from February 2020 to February 2021, and that the company works with 1.7 million merchants. General Motors is recalling every Chevrolet Bolt made to date over concerns a manufacturing problem in the batteries could cause a fire. This is the third time the company is recalling its cars, bringing the total recall to nearly 142,000 cars. GM said it will be seeking reimbursement from battery manufacturer LG. Netflix announced its first-ever global fan event as a three-hour festival, revealing trailers and clips from more than 70 series and movies, and feature special guests from popular Netflix content. The event will take place on September 25th and will stream live on Netflix's channels on YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. An investigation by the Tech Transparency Project revealed Apple lets underage users access apps intended for adults, despite asking for dates of birth. The project created a user account with a date of birth set in February 2007 to test Apple's policies, discovering they could download apps like Eros, Hook Up an Adult Chat, and Kinked, Kink BDSM Dating Life from the store, both apps marked as 17+. Apple declined to comment on the report. After meeting with U.S. President Biden on cybersecurity concerns, major tech companies have released statements outlining their improvement plans. Microsoft committed to quadrupling security spending to $20 billion over 5 years and to make $150 million available in technical services to every level of government towards help keeping their security up to date. Amazon pledged to make its cybersecurity training available to the public free of charge and distribute multi-factor authentication devices to some cloud computing customers beginning in October. And Google said it would devote $10 billion over the next 5 years to cybersecurity, as well as help 100,000 Americans earn digital skills certificates to possibly aid them in higher-paying work. Also after the meeting, Apple CEO Tim Cook announced the company will improve supply chain security, from event logging to incident responses, security training, and mass adoption of multi-factor authentication tools. Following thefts from a Samsung warehouse in South Africa, the company announced it would enable a preloaded feature called TV Block on the devices, which can tell if a unit has been activated without an approved purchase. During the internet connecting step of setup, the serial number check will alert Samsung about the stolen unit and remotely disable all of the TV's functions. Samsung states any TVs blocked by mistake can be unblocked once they provide the company with a valid proof of purchase. The Cyberspace Administration of China released a draft proposal for algorithm recommendation management regulations. The draft proposal would require companies to disclose basic principles for any algorithmic recommendations, as well as forbid algorithms that encourage addiction, endanger national security, or disrupt social order. The agency is seeking public comment for 30 days, with no specified time for implementation. For discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.